When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
For many, many, many years, I was a professional dog trainer.
Okay.
And my specialty was aggression and anxiety. I traveled all around New England helping people. So I can say the likelihood is that the dog is reacting to your reaction. And what typically happens with people is they know their dog is going to act in such a way. So they present themselves in a way that the dog perceives as getting ready to fight. So they start to clench. They start to stiffen their muscles. They pull on the leash and hold the dog tighter and pull it in. And they typically hold their breath. They take a quick gasp.
You not are so right. I have all those physical things happen as we pass a dog when I'm by myself with her.
Because you're walking around leash, thinking of it, right?
Yes. I'm predicting
right.
what's going to happen.
Something,
yeah.
Right, exactly. You're predicting it. So the dog now senses every time you see a dog, you get stressed. It needs to help the pack leader. It doesn't necessarily mean the dog doesn't think you're the pack leader. It thinks it needs to protect you as the pack leader or step into the place, not seeing the dog live and it seeing its actual body language. I can't tell if the dog is reacting as a full-blown dominant reaction with its tail up lunging forward or if it's backing up towards you and get its tail down a little bit more. Like, I'm not really sure I should do this, but I'm going to do it because mom's scared and
yes.
I have to back her.
And right. she definitely kind of backs into me, I feel like.
She's, right. So that's not a dominant alpha move, because a dominant alpha dog would say, I don't even need to raise my hackles. I'm going to take you.
So for me, I need to be calmer when we're passing other dogs by. Do you think the training collars, the shock collars work?
I think it depends on if you've been trained to use it properly. But if you're using it every time the dog sees a dog, then on top of it all, it's thinking, okay, you panic and somehow I get shocked every time we see a dog.
Okay.
So we
got to
correct your behavior, Sue. We got to correct Sue's sort of emotion first,
right.
and that will help Gracie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're fearing that you're going to lose control of the dog, get a well-fit, proper harness with a front ring so that... Wait, sorry, speaking of dogs.
But that harness, that's what I had on my dog, and I had a Boston Terrier, but that's exactly what I had, like that harness.
So when the dog starts, if you see another dog and your dog starts to focus on it, my suggestion is you back up and you see if the dog is choosing to follow and pay attention to you or pay attention to the other dog.
Okay.
And when you back up, by the third step, if it hasn't turned and followed you, you pop the leash and make the dog turn. And with the harness on a front ring, you've got more control of the front cavity of the dog. And there's less ability for it to lunge against the leash because you're controlling the very front of the dog and not the back ring that it can lean into it like a sled dog.
All right, gosh, I need Lori to come live with me.
I wish I still did it. I would. I wouldn't
other
even
than that, I'll be fine, Lori. Don't worry about me. Thank you so much.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, bye-bye.